May 4th, 2011. St. Catherine of Siena provides a table of false virtue and false gifts versus genuine virtue and genuine gifts. False virtue practiced to impress others. Genuine virtue practiced quietly, not to be noticed. False virtue, much spiritual pride, may claim ownership of a virtue or spiritual gift. Genuine virtue accepts what God gives humbly and without pretense, may even hope no one notices. False virtue feels one-upmanship towards others, that is, I'm better than these people because I have this or that gift, I'm chosen. Genuine virtue considers all others more holy than himself, more worthy than himself. False virtue may believe others' holiness is his responsibility, since he himself is so gifted. Genuine virtue prays quietly for others and tries to give a good example of holiness. False virtue definitely desires the spotlight as spiritually gifted person. Genuine virtue desires hiddenness. False virtue in his heart does not accept that gifts and virtues come from God and his own cooperation with God's grace. He believes they come from soul's own merit. Genuine virtue gives God the credit, since he is the author of all good, does not just say this, but means it in his heart. False virtue believes too much in himself, that is, everything that he thinks, says, or does is an inspiration from heaven, is easily misled because of this weakness, and misleads others as well. Genuine virtue waits on the Lord, prays for discernment, does not offer direction or guidance to others except after much prayer and guidance from a spiritual director. He is prudent.